Fit in, true voter suppression is telling Americans they may die from coronavirus if they vote in person. By Penny Starr on June 3, 2020. Democrats on the House Judiciary Subcommittee on the Constitution, Civil Rights, and Civil Liberties held a hearing on Wednesday entitled, Protecting the Right to Vote During the COVID-19 Pandemic, with the majority of witnesses liberal activists who support vote by mail because they claim voters could become infected with the coronavirus if they vote at polling places. Representative Steve Cohen, DTN, chairman of the subcommittee, said in his opening remarks that voters should not have to choose between possibly their life and their sacred right to vote. Democrat Stacey Abrams, who lost the 2018 gubernatorial election in Georgia and now runs a voters' right organization, praised South Korea's recent vote-by-mail election at the hearing. But one of the witnesses who testified, Tom Fitton, president of Judicial Watch, called out the Democrats and vote-by-mail supporters. What we're hearing today is a plan that's been in place long before COVID, Fitton said. So they're using, in my view, the pretext of the pandemic as an excuse to get a policy proposal that will undermine election integrity. Why oppose voted ID? Fitton asked. Why oppose federal law that requires states to take reasonable steps to clean up the voter rolls? Why oppose even the notion of citizenship verification? Fitton asked. To me, that's setting up the steal. The American people have the right to have confidence in their election, Fitton said. Making Americans afraid to vote is suppressing the vote, Fitton said. To hear inflammatory rhetoric that you're choosing your life over your vote is just not appropriate, and it causes people to be nervous about voting, Fitton said. That is as suppressive as anything I've heard. Telling people that they're going to die or likely to die if they vote. They should be able to vote in person without being scared to death about doing it, Fitton said. J. Christian Adams, president and general counsel for the Public Interest Legal Foundation, also testified and cited a large body of evidence showing how vote-by-mail leads to voter fraud. Follow Penny Starr on Twitter.